Please be seated. I come to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some of you may know that I have a close relationship with the Church of Rwanda, in particular the Diocese of Chibungo. I am the bishop's canon for St. Peter's Cathedral. In absentia, but in the United States. I coordinate the activity of our mission effort there. And reading this scripture this morning brought me to remember this incredible thing that happened in Africa. In 94, there was a great tragedy in Africa. You may have followed it in Rwanda. In 6 short months, 1.4 million people were murdered for the sake of where they stood on their beliefs or what they looked like. It had nothing to do with tribal warfare, but it was about power. It was about separation, a theme that we should hear even in our own world. But out of that came many things and many religious, if you will, approaches to how life might be accommodated. One of the things that grew rapidly until 2018, when the government passed a law called the Church Safety and Health Act, until they passed the law that would prevent this, one of the biggest and fastest growing faiths, if you could call it that, in Rwanda was, hey, my name is Brother Don. I have the power. If you come and talk to me, we'll say to Jesus, Jesus, we want this, and he'll give it to you. Now, here, we know that that gospel thrives in this part of the world as well. But it was particularly difficult in Rwanda because the average salary of a Rwandan is $1.38 a week. And so they were charging them sometimes 2, 3, 4 weeks' salary that they might ask Jesus and get what they wanted. It's probably one of the most misused passages because we lift that first part out and don't continue to go on. And Jesus goes on about halfway through this passage this morning and said, I spoke to you in Proverbs, and now I'm going to speak to you directly and plainly. I think sometimes Christians need to hear these words because in today's world, being a Christian often is associated with being happy and joyful, having no problems in our life. And Jesus is the answer to anything that could negatively impact us. Have you heard that in your community or in this state or on TV? I'm sure you have. Joel Osteen has made a large living out of that type of effort. But Jesus says to us, now I'm going to tell you clearly and plainly. In this life, you will have tribulation. But fear not, because I've overcome. You see, the cross is about Jesus overcoming those things that would be the result of our sinfulness for eternity. Doesn't remove the consequences of those actions. That's the tribulation. But it does absolve us of the sin if we confess and are faithful. And so I often think in today's world, Christianity is couched in a Charles Dickinson type way, kind of great expectations. If I merely say the name of Jesus, then I will be given whatever I want to. Whatever I want. one of the greatest hits in the 60s. It was, "Oh Lord, won't you give me a Mercedes Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my lifetime, doing the best of the ends. Oh Lord, won't you give me a Mercedes Benz?" Well, I could, if I took just that line from the gospel lesson this morning, I could deduce that all I had to do was ask, and Jesus would give me a Mercedes Benz. Am I correct? But too often, we don't read on. And the whole purpose of the pericopes in the last 3 weeks has been about preparing us as Christians who have been made right with the Father through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ to do the work of Christ in His absence. See, Christianity is about being reconciled to God, to living for God, to serving God, to praying to God, to speaking with God, to participating in the Blessed Sacrament, to live every day for Him and with Him. That's what our life is about if we're Christian. We have died to the other life. In our baptism, we are dead to the world and we are risen in Christ. And consequently, we should have no fears. We will see tribulation, but Jesus has overcome. If you remember, about 4 or 5 years ago, there was a great turbulence going on in this nation about where the world is coming apart at the seams. We need to pray 2 Chronicles, "Lord, we call your name and you'll come and save us." The question is not, will God come and save us? What will God's people do for God? The first part of the passage today, taken out of context, encourages us to just call the name of Jesus, and we can have anything we want. But you see, that passage is meant for the disciples to understand something. The first 2 weeks prior to that is, listen, the Holy Spirit's going to be sent to you, and He's going to encourage you, and He's going to equip you. Oh, by the way, this life is going to be painful. You're going to have pains as a mother in childbirth, but there will become a time where you'll see the fullness and the glory of God. He is preparing His apostles to do the work in His absence. And what He's saying is, in this work that you do, ask in My name what you need, and I'll provide you. May not always look the way we wanted it to look like. May not always sound the way we wanted to sound or feel the way we wanted to feel. But it will be God's provision for us. That's especially true for this congregation. The temptation is, I want it to be the way it used to be. I want it to be the way I remember it. This is where I've stopped preaching and I've started meddling. Just wanted you to know the demarcation point. But the question that we need to ask is, what does God desire us to be? And we need to pray fervently and without ceasing that His will be done and that He might provide a path for us to walk in. Understanding, A, it won't be easy. B, there may be disappointments. C, there are going to be glorious moments in which we see God's hands moving in incredible ways. And we can give Him thanksgiving and glory. And yes, there will be disappointment. But God's people are intended for God's purpose, just as the apostles were. And Jesus is telling us today, just as He told the apostles then, I'm leaving, but the world will not overcome. I have been victorious. You too will be victorious. Will you persevere? Will you drink from the cup that I drank from? But always keep in mind, I have overcome. When life gets dark, when we get troubled, when we feel that things are not just necessarily going our way, we need to ask, is it the way of Christ? And then ask a simple question of our Lord. Lord, what is your will? I ask you to give that I might serve you. And so I ask you this morning, for those who are listening or watching and those in the pews this morning, after hearing this gospel and understanding that this is not an easy task, this is not a microwavable faith or a tang moment that we can drink of the sacrament, but is a moment in which Jesus says, if you are mine, walk with me. I will provide all you need. Not necessarily want, but what you need. Just be faithful and do the work, and I will provide. And I ask this morning to all those in the sound of my voice, just as Jesus did that day to those to the sound of his voice, do you believe?